Well, Jackie Road is just a place where we can have some fun. Well, I'm having fun at Jackie Road, doing cool interviews and writing songs.
Hey, this is Jack Post, and you're listening to Jackie Road Studios. And this is last week's song in full, inspired by my chat with Lewis Spears. This is the golf song.
Maybe 6 years ago, one of my friends said, let's all play golf, and I said no. They went off to play, seemingly every day. Since then, now they're all golfing friends, and I'm the only one who doesn't think that it's fun to spend every hangout speaking all about golf. I'm like Rudolph, ostracized from the other reindeer, while we drink our beer and have to hear all about how everybody's round turned out. Yeah, every pitch, every putt, every swing, every shot, every bit of bad luck. But guys, I don't give a fuck, I don't need to know. Yeah, it feels like I was there, but I never wanted to go. Hey, sometimes we sneak beers onto the course. Yeah, guys, you've told me that before. You've told me that before. You're meant to wear pants, but sometimes we wear shorts. Yeah, guys, you've told me that before. You've told me that before. Sometimes we hit off the women's tee. Guys, you've already told me. You've already told me. The carts are made for two people, but sometimes we take three. Guys, you fucking told me. The stories of golf keep going late in the night. Reenactments seem to happen in real time. Every pitch, every putt, every swing, every shot, every bit of bad luck. But I don't give a fucking fuck, I don't need to know. It feels like I was there, but I never wanted to go. Why don't we just play mini golf? It only takes half an hour, and there are fun tubes to hit the balls through and obstacles to get around them. But now the only obstacle before me is navigating round this boring story. Every playthrough, every putt, every sand trap, every shot, every bit of bad luck. Guys, I don't give a fuck, I don't wanna know. Yeah, it feels like I was there, but I never wanted to go. Like I was there.
Can't we talk about something else?
It feels like I was there.
I think I get the idea now.
It feels like I was there.
It was a good day at golf.
It feels like I was there.
Who fucking cares now?
It feels like I was there.
Good night, I'm going home.
But I never wanted to go.
That song is streaming everywhere right now on all the major streaming services and the minor streaming services as well. It is called The Golf Song, inspired by my chat with Lewis Spears. I want to thank Lewis for being on the show. Got a lot of good response from having Lou's fans, I guess, come across, or just people who didn't know much about Lewis before the episode, saying they really enjoyed the chat. So thank you to Lewis. And thank you to Jack Post for writing the golf song and playing the piano. What a legend. He did it all this week. Hurrah, hurrah. Before I get into the how I made it of the golf song this week, I had this thought where I was listening to pods that I listen to this week, right? I always listen to podcasts on 1.2 speed. So, I don't know. It just feels like, I guess when you feel like your brain works faster than somebody can speak, you speed up your podcasts a little bit. I do it with audiobooks as well. Like, you just notch it up a little bit to 1.2 speed and listen faster. And then I was like, for talking, it's fine. But for intros and stuff, it makes it sound a little funny because music is going at 1.2 speed. And then I was thinking, oh no, what if there's people out there listening to these episodes in 1.2 speed, 1.3 speed, 1.5 speed or higher, and you are ruining the integrity of how the artist intended the song in the first place, and you are listening to them at higher speeds. I can't stop you. I really can't stop you. That is just something you're going to have to sit with, and late at night when you've got some time alone and to think about it, go, did I really need to speed up Jack's song in Jackie Road Studios? Oh, you kill me, guys. You kill me. Please let me know. JackieRoadStudios@gmail.com if you listen in advanced speeds. Who's the person who's listening to these episodes at the higher speeds? And do you slow back down for the stop songs, or do you just let it roll at ridiculously high speeds? Dangerous speeds. Hit me on Instagram or JackieRoadStudios@gmail.com. Of course, at the end of the season, you can still win the world's fastest guitar. For people who don't know, the Yamaha RS720B is a guitar, like a $1,500 guitar that Yamaha just sent me so that I could give it away on this show. All you have to do is rate and review on iTunes or send me an email to JackieRoadStudios@gmail.com. If your email gets read on the show, you instantly get a raffle ticket and go into the draw to win the world's fastest guitar. But now let's get into today's episode.
How did he make it? How did he make it? How did he make it? Oh, he's gonna tell you.
This song is called The Golf Song, and according to Voice Memos, which is the time capsule of all music made on the show, they're just a simple Voice Memos app on my iPhone. The Thursday before the episode was released was the first mention of anything to do with golf being an idea for the song. So that, what's that? T-minus 3 days till episode launches. But there is no lyrics in this. This is just me playing a tune over and over. So even though I called this memo Golf FOMO, so, I guess this music was meant to give me the intention to go, hey, use this to inspire lyrics and a whole idea for a song. But it's got nothing in it. So it wasn't until Saturday morning that I first started to get the idea of the song. This is the first... I'll play from the final song now.
Yeah, it feels like I was there, but I never wanted to go.
So that was where the song started. I built backwards and forwards from there. Let's have a listen to Saturday morning.
Feels like I was there. Yeah, feels like I was there. Feels like I was there. And I didn't even want to go.
Cool. So then I've got 4 or 5 notes over the rest of Saturday. So it developed pretty quickly. I didn't feel too much difficulty writing this song. It didn't send me into an anxiety spiral that some of them do. Or, I wasn't kicking things over there at the house saying, why did I ever start this podcast in the first place? Which is my want to do usually on a Saturday. This is the next thing in voice notes.
retelling of the halls late.
Oh yeah, so this worked for me. I've got the little MIDI keyboard that you heard before and became the final piano in this song as well. And I've got that in Jackie Rose Studios. Then I was just taking the acoustic guitar out in the living room. And, you know, when I sort of hit a wall on the piano, then I would just go out onto the acoustic guitar in the living room and keep writing it there. If I hit a wall there, I come back. And something about swapping over on the instruments really made it easy to keep digging when usually I would hit a spot and leave it and come back again. So that's why you hear me pop up on the guitar and these voice memos and then back to the piano again.
Retelling of the halls later that night. Recreation seemed to happen in real time. Every pitch, every putt, every swing, every shot, every bit of bad luck. But I don't give a fucking fuck, I don't wanna know. It feels like I was there. You make me feel like I was there, but I never wanted to go.
Great. So Saturday kept unfolding, and I pretty much had finished all the writing of the song on Saturday. There's a few more notes here. I didn't always play you stuff that didn't make it into the song, but it can be interesting, I guess. Like, this is something that I just call golf outro that I didn't end up using in the song.
Guys, don't regale me with another fucking story about fairway greens. Guys, don't regale me with another fucking story on approach at the 19th sucks. Guys, don't fucking tell me another fucking story. Get back to the clubhouse. I took the last fucking pint. I don't.
That's really how I start every song, is like just mumble your way through it, and hopefully it's like, you know, scrambling around in the dark and hoping to find something that you're like, ah, yes, that is part of the song. So Saturday finishes. Saturday was a good day for the song. And I'm not freaking out. I feel like I've got not enough time because it's only a piano ballad. And I figured as I started writing it, there was only going to be a piano ballad. I didn't have to worry about drums and bass and all the other instruments and polishing it off. Even though I did spend a lot of Sunday like mucking around with reverb and stuff. But let's have a listen now. Let's jump into what became the final song. Cool. So I use this, just the Logic plug-in piano. They've got a few different sounds. I've gone for the Steinway grand piano, but they've also got a Bösendorfer, and oh, they've got a Yamaha. Should have, if I had my time again, of course, I would have used the unofficial sponsor of the show, the Yamaha. And you can still win a Yamaha guitar if you keep listening to the end of the episode. I'll give you details on how you can win the world's fastest guitar. But for now, we are playing on the world's mediumest paced piano, the Steinway grand piano. Quite a bit of reverb on the piano.
5, maybe 6 years ago, one of my friends said, let's all play golf, and I said no.
Quite a bit of reverb on the vocals as well. I'll play those solo so you can hear.
6 years ago, one of my friends said, let's all play golf, and I said no. They went off to play, seemingly every day. Since then, now they're all golfing friends, and I'm the only...
Cool, so this is the first time I've attempted to do my own harmonies through a song. So that's just the first little snippet there.
Since then, now they...
I mean, I'm going to turn the harmonies way up so we can probably hear them.
Since then...
I'll just isolate them.
Since then.
And in context.
Play seemingly every day. Since then, now they're all golfing friends.
And when you drop them down in the mix like I had them.
Seemingly every day. Since then, now they're all golfing friends. And I'm the only one.
Yeah, I mean, they just add a little bit of... beauty to the song, maybe. This is the next one.
Who doesn't think that it's fun to spend every hangout speaking all about golf?
So isolated on their own, they sound like this.
Every hangout speaking all about golf.
So how I've done the harmonies is one of the tending to the right side.
Every hangout speaking all about golf.
Not hard on the right side, but and not hard on the left side, but you know, like a 33% pan.
Every hangout speaking all about golf.
And I've actually done a different, accidentally, I didn't mean to do that, but a different melody, but they work together on that last word, golf.
Every hangout speaking all about golf.
And in context, sound like this.
Who doesn't think that it's fun to spend every hangout speaking all about golf? And I'm like...
So I put time into doing those harmonies because I've not really done that sort of thing before. But because I had more time, there's not a lot else in the song. Getting the piano down was one thing, getting those main vocals down was the other thing, and then putting in these little flares of the harmonies.
And I'm like Rudolph, ostracized from the other reindeer, while we drink our beer and have to hear all about...
Cool, so that's another one. I'm just like isolating them because, I mean, well, this is the first time I've even heard them back since I made it.
Have to hear... Have to hear.
Again, it's a little bit panned right, and then I did a second one, just not copy and paste, but try and sing it exactly the same on the pan slightly left.
Have to hear.
And they're not even perfect, but because they drop down further in the mix.
While we drink our beer and have to hear.
I think it sounds nice, hey? I'm going to boost them up a little bit.
While we drink our beer and have to hear. All about how everybody's round turned out.
And then I've got some here that aren't used. I'll put them back in.
How everybody's round turned out.
I guess, let me isolate that actually. I didn't end up using these because this is the first time where like, the harmony was using even a different rhythm.
How everybody's round turned out.
When I was singing this, I guess I was channeling David Bowie.
Everybody's round turned out.
Then and they're not perfect because I didn't bother to go back and do them. I thought it doesn't need it there.
How everybody's round turned out.
So I'll turn them back off because they weren't there. But this... next harmony.
Yeah, every pitch, every putt, every swing, every shot, every bit of bad luck, but guys, I don't give a fuck.
So you can hear how it adds a little bit of emphasis, especially to something like this, which is the chorus and the main repeat of the song.
Yeah, every pitch, every putt, every swing, every shot, every bit of bad luck, but guys, I don't give a fuck. I don't need to know. Yeah, it feels like I was there, but I never wanted to go.
Cool. I won't do everyone in the whole song, but this is the repeating backing vocal.
Yeah, it feels like I was there. Yeah, it feels like I was there. Yeah, it feels like I was there.
And just louder.
Yeah, it feels like I was there.
Cool. So I went through, I mean, I'm not a perfect harmonist, if that is a word, but I had fun doing it. Then I'll just show you what else I did with the piano because the piano is pretty straightforward. But I did go back through and bring up the volume in parts where I wasn't singing like this.
Go. Hey, sometimes we sneak beers.
And then bring the volume of the piano back down.
Onto the course. Yeah, guys, you've told me that before. You've told me that before. You're meant to wear pants, but sometimes we wear shorts. Yeah, guys, you've told me that before. You've told me that before.
So there's some other harmonies in there.
Told me that before. You've told me that before. Sometimes we hit off the women's team.
So this section of the song where I'm retelling parts of stories that my friends tell me is actually very real. And I went to my friends to try to, as I was writing this song and I realized how harsh it sounded, we have a group. They probably have another group of all golf stuff that they talk about, but they have a group also where they include me nicely, where I ask them, hey, what are some other things that you guys always talk about at golf? Or like, I guess these are also all minor infringements, like we wore shorts when we were meant to wear pants, we hit off the women's tee, we snuck beers onto the course. So I was actually asking them, what are some more things like this that you do, without telling them that I was chronicling the stories in a song. It was a trap. And then I mine stuff from them, like how they take more than the allotted number of people on a golf cart.
The carts are made for two people, but sometimes we take three. Guys, you fucking told me the stories of golf.
Cool, so that bit is like a big highlight bit, I guess, for want of a better term.
Guys, you fucking told me.
I recorded the main vocal twice.
Guys, you fucking told me. Guys, you fucking told me.
And laid those up together.
Guys, you fucking told me.
And with some kind of hear on that told, there's some like air coming into the microphone.
Guys, you fucking told me. Told me.
I guess I could have recorded that again, but I didn't pick it up at the time.
Guys, you fucking told me.
And then you can hear the harmonies in there as well.
Fucking told me. Guys, you fucking told me.
And back into the chorus.
Stories of golf keep going.
Oh, so the chorus has like in each chorus, the every pitch, every putt, every shot is repeating, but the first two lines of the chorus change each time.
Stories of golf keep going late in the night. Reenactments seem to happen in real time. Every pitch, every putt, every swing, every shot, every bit of bad luck. And I don't give a fucking fuck, I don't need to.
So there's harmonies here in there again, as I showed you, and then there's this little double up on the last phrase.
But I don't give a fucking fuck.
Just to give that more emphasis.
Every bit of bad luck, but I don't give a fucking fuck. I don't need to know. It feels like I was there, but I never wanted to go.
And then that might sound like a little bit of reverb.
But I never wanted to go.
Because if you hear, listen really closely, you can hear up the back this.
But I never wanted to go.
I'll boost that right up so that you can hear it.
But I never wanted to go.
And that is just doubling that on each side as well. So that is all the way panned hard left, all the way panned hard right, singing it twice, and then I'll put the main vocal back in as well.
But I never wanted to go.
And I drop those other two down so that they sit behind. And it almost just sounds like a reverb.
But I never wanted to go.
And just emphasizes what is a main line of the song.
But I never wanted to go.
And then into the bridge.
Oh, why don't we just play mini golf? It only takes half an hour, and there are fun tubes to hit the balls through, and obstacles to get around them.
And now that segues back into the chorus, but the first two lines of the chorus have changed again.
But now the only obstacle before me is navigating round this boring story. Every playthrough, every putt, every sand trap, every shot, every bit of bad luck.
Cool, so I just dropped that piano there so you could hear some of the backing vocals. Again, the harmonies aren't perfect. They're a bit sloppy. I would say these ones are sloppy.
Boring story.
I don't know if that's right on pitch.
Around this boring story. Every playthrough, every putt, every sand trap, every shot, every bit of bad luck. Guys, I don't give a fuck. I don't wanna know. Yeah, it feels like I was there, but I never wanted to go.
Cool. Piano gets a little bit louder here, and then we've got the outro, which features the second Jack Post voice.
It feels like I was there.
Can't we talk about something else?
It feels like I
think I get the idea now.
Feels like I was there.
It was a good day at golf. Or a bad day, who fucking cares now?
Feels like I was there.
Good night, I'm going home.
Cool, so how I've done those is, again, a little bit panned left, a little bit panned right, and it's two lines singing the exact same thing.
Can't we talk about something else?
So that's the left side, slight left side, and then a slight right side.
Can't we talk about something else?
And together they sound more full.
Can't we talk about something else?
Maybe not full is maybe the wrong word, but they sit in a different spot to that main vocal so that they sound separated.
Yeah, it feels like I was
can't
there.
Can't we talk about something
yeah,
else?
It feels like I was there.
I think I get the idea
it
now.
Feels like...
Cool, and then with the old piano.
Like I was there.
It was a good day. It golf.
Feels like
a bad day.
Who
fucking cares now?
It feels like I was there.
Good night, I'm going home.
But I never wanted to go.
And the outro to the song with that beautiful little arpeggio at the end, which was probably the hardest bit of playing. I'm not a very talented piano player. What is that called? It's like a pedal or something where you play the chord with the right hand and you play just a bass note alternating with your left hand. It's pretty much all I can do on a piano. So there are all my tricks, and that's why the whole song all the way through has that type of piano playing. Cool. So I had fun this week trying to... It's the first time I've ever recorded something like that, which is like a piano ballad. Besides, I mean, stuff I've done for Instagram before, but, you know, in my new journey of using Logic and using the MIDI keyboard, this is really the first piano ballad I've made. Any tips? If you've recorded stuff like this before, please send me any tips. It's probably not perfect. There could probably be a better separation between the vocals and the piano. Or is there anything that I'm not even thinking of? I like stuff like this because it's so simple. You pretty much got one instrument, which is the piano, and the vocal line, plus a few harmonies spread out throughout the song. But you're not working with a lot, so you can really tinker with the finer details because it's not about getting lots of tricks in there. You can only really play with what's there. So if you record yourself or you record other people with piano and vocals before, please send me an email, jackierodestudios@gmail.com. Part of this whole thing is learning how to do this stuff better, so I'd really appreciate your feedback. If you got a tip or two to share, or if you're on a similar journey trying to learn yourself stuff that you found out about recording just piano and vocal. And I almost, so much so that I almost went and took it to the guitar because I've done the acoustic stuff before and I have more confidence recording an acoustic guitar and a vocal, but I was happy with it. I really loved this song. I was really proud of how it came out, and it will be streaming on Spotify and all the music services. It should be there by the time this is up as well. So keep in mind that we're going to make an album out of all these songs by the end of the series, getting to somewhere between 10 and 12 songs by November, and then it will be enough for a whole album, and the songs will all be up there. In the meantime, I'm putting all the songs in a playlist. If you search Jackie Road Studios on Spotify, you can see I've made a playlist of the songs, and you can hear them back to back like that. Jackie Road Studios playlist for Spotify users.
It's time to read your emails. Read your emails.
JackieRoadStudios@gmail.com. JackieRoadStudios@gmail.com is how you get in touch with the show. For every email that gets read out on the show, you go into the draw to win the world's fastest guitar, the Yamaha RS720B. Only mere weeks away now until we I get one of those big, you know, clear tubs that they had on Kids WB and roll it around with all your raffle tickets in it. I'm actually going to try and get one of those raffle ticket tubs. I wonder if the radio stations have them. I think I got a feeling like there used to be one back in the day at the radio station. I would love to pick you guys out of the raffle tickets out of the hat like that, or out of the big old tub with some Jackie Road Studio stickers on it to make it look legit. Lucky Anderson will go into the draw to win the world's fastest guitar. He emails this week off the back of Lewis's episode saying, "I'm the same as you with addictive behaviors. I know I could get hooked on things if I'm not a little cautious." Yeah, Lewis and I were talking about just restricting things like drinking too much. I mean, Lou doesn't drink at all. I was saying I put a blanket ban on gambling for myself just in the fear that addictive behaviors will take over if you're not careful. And why even lure them out of their hiding spot, these addictive behaviors, when you could just never tempt them whatsoever. So Lucky says, "I know I could get hooked on things as well if I'm not a little cautious. If I had Netflix or any other video subscription, I'd be on it 24/7. So I usually limit myself to just a few specific things on YouTube: Arsenal games, John Oliver, some interviews, and Ed Sheeran concerts mostly, and specific Network 10 TV shows at night. Strange combo, but it works to limit the usage." Lucky, you are an interesting character. Never really think about getting addicted to Netflix, but of course people do and over binge and just, you know, spend too much time in front of the TV. But the fact that you limit yourself to YouTube and then specific Network 10 TV shows at night is such a funny combination. Why? I'd love to speak to you and know why Network 10 in particular. Can't think of what shows are really on Channel 10 at night. Of course, back when we were kids, the famous 6 o'clock slot was The Simpsons every night. But I don't know, is Channel 10 even still playing The Simpsons at night? I've never had, can't really even imagine an allegiance to one of the commercial TV networks, free to air. You know, they're all the same as each other, essentially. What if there's a program on Channel 9 that you like, Lockie? Will you not watch it because your rule is Network 10 or die? He also says, number two, about social media and how it affects social interaction. I reckon I'm one of the last few birth years where constant social media wasn't a big thing for my whole life. I'm a 1999 baby, so smartphones only became common when I was finishing primary school in around 2010, 2011. But if I was 4 years younger, that'd be most of my schooling. I dealt with it through all of high school, but I reckon people my age also deal with the challenges a bit better than slightly older generations, in brackets, you and Lewis, and have developed a slightly better intuition for what should be taken with a grain of salt. All right, Lucky, felt like a bit of a jab to the ribs there, calling Lewis and I old people, but I'll let that slide. I'll let that slide because of your youth. Perhaps that's true. And I was talking to Lou about social media after seeing this Social Dilemma Netflix documentary, which, Lockie, you won't be allowed to watch because of your Netflix ban. But I do, for anyone who is allowed to watch Netflix, I highly recommend it. Not because it's the thing is, it's not going to shock you. You know these things. You know about being addicted to social media. You know you use your phone too much. This is broadly speaking. But it is, sometimes you just have to sit with that thought for an hour or an hour and a half documentary to really revisit your behavior. And for me and my wife, at least, it has changed our behavior with our phones. And I've greatly diminished screen time now after seeing the documentary. Again, it's not going to... It's nothing new. You know this kind of stuff. There is some great insights in there, but it will set you up to think about your relationship with your screens. And, you know, I think when the week that we watched it, I was on 3.5 hours to 4 hours screen time on average a day, which is pretty low, actually, considering some of the people in, like, I tried, my mum was up at 6 hours, Bianca was up at 5 hours. And now I'm up to, now I'm under an hour and a half a day. And some days that's, you know, less than an hour altogether. So I'm limiting time on social media. I'm limiting time just using the phone from boredom or laziness. And it's not, you know, it's not so much lucky, as you say, about having a thick skin. And your generation has a thick skin and knows how to take social media with a grain of salt. I don't know why I'm trying to pick a fight with you, Lockie. Thank you for emailing the show. But, you know, I think we can all distance ourselves from that and go, we're not affected. But maybe it is more of a subconscious effect that those social medias have on us rather than a direct effect. You know, a feeling that it leaves us with rather than obvious things that we can see. But, Lockie, if you feel like you've got a handle on it, I commend that, and thank you for extending the olive branch from your generation over to my generation, young man. Lucky you bastard, making me feel like an old man. Chris Signin said, no, Lucky, you know what? I felt bad about that. Lucky's getting 2 raffle tickets. If I insult you and I feel bad about it, you can have 2 raffle tickets instead of 1. Chris Signin writes in, hey, Jack, firstly, big fan of the podcast and, of course, Hamish and Andy and your work with Christian. Thank you, Chris. When you were talking about game soundtracks, it was a walk down memory lane. I'm 31 and a massive Tony Hawk's Pro Skater fan. This got me thinking about where my music tastes really developed. There's a series of bodyboarding films called Tension, and their soundtracks were mind-blowing to me at the time. I am from Western Australia and was a keen bodyboarder, so I felt I had to love all those songs. Previous to that, my music tastes were 100% influenced by my sister and my parents, so the So Fresh series of CDs were hot on rotation. Yeah, Chris, the other thing... I mean, well, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater definitely got me into a whole raft of bands that featured on those soundtracks. But then falling in love with skateboarding made me watch, you know, skateboarding VHSs even. I remember I had the Birdhouse VHS and some other like skating magazines would release videotapes of skating highlights, and the music on those you know, were like bands like Pennywise and Bad Religion. So even if they weren't bands, I mean, both of those bands could well appear on Tony Hawk's soundtracks, but it was just another area to like pick up bands you didn't really know yet and like, who's this, and find out more about them. And you know what? You know how our, speaking of social media and trying to get off it, I'm going to tell a story about Instagram right now. The Instagram picks up on like algorithms of things you watch a lot of the time. Like we all know that. And so now in my explore page, I get fed a lot of skateboarding stuff because, you know, you watch one or two things, you follow a person who's a skateboarder. I follow Tony Hawk. It gives you more skating stuff. And I'm sort of feeling nostalgic about even just watching skateboarders, and because it's 20 years later, it is the same stuff. It's a guy on his skateboard and his mate on another skateboard with a camera skating alongside him, filming his tricks. And, you know, people are obviously getting better and more inventive and more creative with skateboarding over that time, but it's essentially boils down to the same thing. Sorry, Chris, you hadn't finished what you were saying, so I'll jump back in. He's talking about the So Fresh CDs and making his transition to the bands that were on his beloved bodyboarding films. He says, my taste quickly flipped after hearing It's So Hard to Speak Without a Tongue by Parkway Drive, and I've been a big metalcore fan since then. Fast forward to today, and I have Parkway Drive tickets Parkway Drive arena gig next year and a few drunken lyric tattoos. Well, good for you, Chris. I never really transitioned. The first band I was in, a punk band with my two friends, 40 and Lewis, who people who listen to the Hamish Andy show might know as Last Chance. Lewis is a big fan of these kind of bands as well, Parkway Drive. And who was the other one like Parkway Drive? I Killed the Prom Queen. Sorry for any like traditionalists in that scene if they're not similar bands, but that's kind of how I lump them together. I never really got into those bands, but I can appreciate that they have a big following, so much so that you would get lyrics tattooed on you, Chris. He says, I also want to add that your podcast is really making me itch to buy a new drum kit. I started lessons in year two and played through until my early 20s in a jazz, funk, / hip-hop band, but sold my kit to start traveling with the intention of buying another one when I got home. Just a second. Beg your pardon. I ended up making my way home with a Canadian girlfriend who is now my wife, and we have a 2-year-old son, so the brakes have certainly been put on my drum kit idea. But mark my words, the itch will be scratched soon. Well, Chris, I can only encourage you to buy the drum kit again. I mean, is this like a version that I'm not even aware of and I lack self-awareness? Like people who are in high school bands and bands in their teenage years, is this like our version of a midlife or quarter life crisis where now we've got money to buy the instruments that we could never buy before? And, you know, I always had a shitty guitar and now I've got my beloved Yamaha. Thanks to Yamaha for sending me a guitar 3 years ago. But, you know, we have time and money now. Like, I got space to set up Jackie Road Studios. Is this our version of the midlife crisis? Only time will tell, Chris, but I say dive right in. Grace Bell is our final email this week and our final emailer to get a raffle ticket for the world's fastest guitar. She goes, I'm absolutely loving the podcast. I think it's amazing that you have come up with this awesome concept and you were able to create the songs in such a short amount of time. I was creating my sister's 21st birthday video and I needed a song for her ages 6 to 12 years. Pictures before I'm Just a Teenage Dirtbag Baby by Wheatus starts playing for her teenage years. Very clever. And I thought about the ballad of the kid who wasn't allowed to watch The Simpsons and decided it would be perfect since my sister and I were not allowed to watch them as a kid. All right, I'll fire that up. I'm just going to YouTube it because that's the fastest way for me to find it. So for people who haven't heard it yet or have forgotten, this was the second song I did on the podcast.
This is the ballad of the kid who wasn't allowed to watch The Simpsons. What was he doing each night at 6 p.m. while we were all watching Channel 10? This is the ballad of the kid who wasn't allowed to watch The Simpsons. When he was talking to friends, he either had to pretend or only reference the parts from the advertisements. I'm the kid who's not allowed to watch it.
The ballad of the kid who wasn't allowed to watch The Simpsons. All the songs from the episodes are streaming on Spotify and Apple Music, etc. Even on Spotify, I made a playlist. Search Jackie Road Studios and you can see a playlist of all the songs so far. Grace says, well, let me tell you, Jack, that song was a hit at the party. For the record, I am on the Gold Coast and we can have events at venues, thinking of you in Victoria and hoping the end is near for you all. Thank you, Grace. I had so many people ask me how I found the song. Lots of compliments on the song and I ended up playing the whole thing at the party and shared your podcast with the entire group because I had that many people ask about it. Smiley face. Well, Grace, you're a freaking legend. Thank you. I'm going to look for the uptick in Gold Coast subscribers to the show this week. And for every Gold Coast subscriber, I'm going to thank you in the back of my head. In fact, oh yeah, Grace gets 2 raffle tickets. Compliments are automatically more raffle tickets. She goes, sorry, this got a bit long to share. It's not that long. I basically know all of the songs off by heart and I sing them to myself while working. Keep up the great work. The podcast is incredible. Grace, you are a legend. Thank you so much and happy 21st birthday to your sister. That's it for this week, guys. Before we play the outro song by the legend Matt, who made us the outro song for these making of episodes, I'll say that Hamish Blake is joining me on the podcast next week. I went for as long as I could without breaking the glass of having Hamish, Andy, or Christian on the show. Christian is still lined up for an upcoming episode. I'm definitely going to interview him. Of course, I'm not going to leave Andy out, but Hamish is the next episode of the podcast. So please check that out next week. And thank you for listening to the show.
Well, Jackie wrote it is now closed until the next episode. So here's an outro for Jackie's show. So Andrew knows that it's the end of the podcast.
Jackie Road Studios is a way of life.